From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. For a second week, a high-profile figure is going before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions says he wants to address questions about him that arose last week during former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the committee. Sessions recused or removed himself from the DOJ investigation during the early days of the Trump administration, since he was one of the campaign officials who had met with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before the election. In January, Sessions failed to reveal his meetings with the Russian official at a hearing before his confirmation as Attorney General.
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I didn't have not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Sessions later acknowledged he had two meetings with the Russian ambassador, but said there had been no need to disclose them earlier. France's far-right political leader Marine Le Pen and the rest of the National Front Party are awaiting the results of today's parliamentary elections. Le Pen is running for a parliamentary seat in the north, where the National Front has a much stronger support base, but recent polls predict only a handful of their candidates will be elected. Meantime, President Emmanuel Macron's party, Republic on the Move, is enjoying a wave of support across France. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Theresa May to announce her intention to resign in the next few months. Senior conservatives told VOA it is only a matter of time before May, who's scrambling to hang on to power, has to go. May is still seeking an agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland that would give her the support she needs to form a government. Saturday, May lost her two top aides in a shakeup that media reports indicated was demanded by senior Conservative Party leaders. Sir Craig Oliver, an advisor to former Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron, who was May's predecessor, says there will be a lot of scrutiny of May's leadership.
I think there'll be a huge post-mortem that will go on for a long time. Why did they make the mistakes that were clearly in the manifesto? Why did they take those gambles? Were they right to follow a strategy of trying to win over these 4 million UKIP voters while alienating liberal conservatives?
May called last week's election, hoping to boost support for upcoming talks on Britain leaving the European Union. The poll, however, allowed the opposition to gain more seats than expected. Somalia special forces have destroyed an al-Shabaab training base in the Middle Juba region. The U.S. military confirmed it participated with its regional partners as a direct response to al-Shabaab actions, including recent attacks on Somali forces. Somalia's president, Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo, said Sunday the strike destroyed a key al-Shabaab command and supply hub, which will disrupt the enemy's ability to conduct new attacks within Somalia. Ukrainians are celebrating the first day of visa-free travel to the European Union Sunday, and what President Petro Poroshenko hailed as a final exit of his country from the Russian Empire. The arrangement will allow Ukrainians with biometric passports to enter all EU member states other than Britain and Ireland for up to 90 days every 6 months for tourism or to visit family and friends. Rafael Nadal defeated Stan Wawrinka in straight sets Sunday in the final match of the Tennis French Open, winning the Grand Slam for the 10th time in his career. And Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, the world's fastest man, ran his final race on Jamaican soil Saturday before thousands of devoted fans.
It's big to see everybody that turned out shows that what I've done for the sport is a big deal to them, and they really appreciate it. So thank you, and it was my honor to really put the sports of track and field at the top and to continue to dominate. And I'll try my best, even when I've finish and hang up my spikes, to really continue to push track and field in any way possible.
Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.